While Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has outlined his priorities in the State of the Commonwealth address and the administration's budget proposal in the past week, Western Massachusetts lawmakers are also figuring out what issues to tackle in the legislative session. 2016 is an election year for members of the Massachusetts legislature. Nearly all lawmakers representing the westernmost part of the state are seeking another term. One of the exceptions is Ben Downing, who has decided to retire after 10 years in the Senate. Still, the Democrat says framing the state's clean energy goals in the face of a proposed natural gas pipeline will be one of his main focuses for the rest of the year.
The solar net metering and the broader comprehensive energy bill, I think, is incredibly important, not just to keep the good work that we've been doing on solar going forward. Obviously, this is all about combating climate change. And then it's also about, in my opinion, making the case to federal regulators that there is as little need as possible for additional natural gas. I am not one who has said that we might not need some. Based on different assessments, ISO and others would say that we do. Certainly, the pipeline supporters would say that we do. The Attorney General's analysis with the Barr Foundation would say that we don't. But I think if you don't support Kinder Morgan, which I'm opposed to the Kinder Morgan pipeline, there is a degree of responsibility that falls to you to say, well, what's your alternative?
Downing says further expanding broadband internet to Western Massachusetts is also on his short list. Pittsfield Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier considered a run for Downing's seat, but decided to seek a third full term in the House instead. The Democrat says she is spending a lot of her time on a transgender rights bill regarding public accommodations like bathrooms.
A trans woman, so that's someone who was born male but now identifies as female, who goes into a woman's room, there have been zero incidences of safety issues, zero incidences of assault or harassment, zero. There have been hundreds of incidences of a trans woman using the men's room, which is what people who oppose this bill feel that that person should have to use. And so it is absolutely a public safety matter.
Like many community leaders, Representative Smitty Pignatelli of Lenox says he wants to continue raising awareness of the rising rate of opioid abuse statewide.
Ranging in all ages from teenagers to 60 and 70-year-olds. We're feeling it in the Berkshires. This is something that's not going to go away. We need to really focus on education, prevention, and treatment, and that's going to be one of my biggest focuses this coming year. We shouldn't be going to one more funeral.
Pignatelli says he is considering running for Downing's Senate seat, but if not, will seek an eighth term in the House. While no longer a member of the Joint Committee on Higher Education, Representative Paul Mark of Peru says the subject is still near the top of his priorities as the Democrat seeks his fourth term.
I'm filing this week a resolution calling on the State House and the Congress to do everything they can to get us to a place where we have debt-free college. And it's not free college. We're talking about debt-free college, where people can go to college and work and find ways to get out of college without crushing student loan debt. I know my wife, she pays $750 every single month, and it's insane. It's more than our mortgage. It's money we're not investing in the local economy. It's money we're not saving for retirement. It affects every decision down to whether we should have kids or not.
Representative Gail Ann Caridi of North Adams is running for her fourth term as well. The Democrat plans to continue working on housing and education, but has filed legislation seeking to place restrictions on telemarketing calls.
Telefundraisers would have to disclose when asked how much of the funds that they're asking for that they would be given would actually go to the charity. That's one of the larger items here, because right now a telemarketing company can go to and register with the Attorney General's office and actually say that only 1 or 2 or 5% of their proceeds are actually going to go to the charity that they're calling on behalf of, even though on the documents they say they can tell someone today that 100% of the money is going to the charity.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.